Blog Talk Radio.
A little deja brew goes a long way. Take a break today from life and allow the Lyra and Atlantis and Pleiadian connection to brighten your day. Greetings, this is your host, Patricia Villalpando, and we are here today with our connection for a little deja brew. If you haven't listened to our show from last week regarding the 1111 initialization activation, please go back and listen to it. There's some important information in there that you need to hear. And speaking about that, when I complete a channel, I realized how passionate I am about my work and working with the Lyra Atlantis and the newly formed with Pleiadia connection. I was very passionate. And then I said, I was speaking to channel and I said, it seemed a little dark. And channel said, you can have two ways. You can have love and light, or you can have love and truth. I said, I prefer to have love and truth. And that's what I prefer to give my listeners, love and truth. And they said, well, then we're your channel. So people, if you're looking for love and light, please seek another broadcast. If you're seeking love and truth, then stay tuned. 2023 is going to be a wild card year. It's going to be different. Coming post COVID, channel said there another pandemic maybe around the corner. It's undecided what's going on. It depends on our governments if they're going to bring it on upon us or not. They don't have any influence over it. None of the galactic beings do, except for the ones that are here, excuse me, on Earth, excuse me, helping to provoke it. So there you have it. And remember, I will give you and my channel will give you love and truth. There'll be light. There'll always be light. There's always light. And there's always truth. Sometimes the truth isn't so light. And that's okay. Okay, connecting to our channel. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Why do I have you taking breaths when I'm connecting to channel? When I'm with channel, while I'm in channel, it helps you drop your load for the day. It helps you ground and center and release all these troublesome, bothersome things and thoughts and to-do lists and everything you have going on in your head, and lets you drop them right out the door. And when you're done listening to the broadcast, you may certainly pick them up, or you can just leave them, because after the door closes, the lever's pulled and down the garbage, rubbish it goes. Never to be picked up again. Incinerated. But it's up to you. But if you want to take your baggage with you, please go right ahead. We have no qualms with that. We dispose of it. Okay, so what's going on for this week? Well, this week will definitely be a little better. We're starting to get out of the depth of the waters. We're not out of it yet. We're still in the mud. We are truly in the mud. It's still water, still land, but it's mud. And like Channel said, you're sinking. When you take a step into the mud, you're still sinking in a little bit. You can always scooch over and try to get more dry land and get out of that deep mud. So when you take that step, it's not as deep. Or you can take a step to the left and go back into the deeper water and sink some more. But that's up to you. I think most of us would like to take that edge off and move to the right a little bit and step out of that mud, not so deep. So what is that saying about the week? You have a choice. Well, you always have a choice. There's always a choice. Choice is yours. The choice this week is, where do you want to go? What direction do you want to head into? Do you want to sink? Or do you want to stay a little closer to drier land? It's always a choice. That says you have choice in every decision you make. You have a choice in every action you take. You have a choice when you wake up in the morning to how you feel about your day. Choice when you get in your vehicle, how you allow your feelings to progress as you're traveling down the road in rush hour. Do you want to feel good or do you want to feel hurried? Do you want to feel relaxed or do you want to feel raged? The choice is yours. What about when you get to your duty? They call it duty. They don't call it work. They call it duty. They attend to duty. Duty. Yes, we, the channel, refer to it as duty. We are training our host to say it as duty. As you notice, she is going in and out of channel. Well, we allow for that because we need her to put her personality into this as well. We don't want a person who's going to be speaking in a monotone and therefore you are getting a channel. Absolutely not. We need your host personality in this broadcast, and you have it. So if you think, well, that sounds so much like her, wait a minute, now we sound like channel. That's good. You're defining. You're in tuning. You are tuning into the energies. And the more you tune into the energies, the more you can make better choices. This week, fine-tune your awareness into the energies to allow to make clearer decisions. Next week, the astrology wheel turns fire sign. That will definitely be drying out the mud. But we would like to say that this is the week that you want to take those steps to dry yourself out in the mud before fire does that for you. Prepare yourself to get onto that dry land and be on solid, dry land before the firestorm hits. And it'll be a dizzy. Then again, with Sagittarius, it's about truth and love. Love and truth. Here we go. Love and truth again. It's always about love and truth. If it's all about love and light, you're joking yourself. You're telling your brain, I only want love and I only want light and this is how I want to be in my life. Well, that's not how life is. Not for the sentient beings on Earth. And not for us in our galaxies and on our planets. It's always about truth. Speaking truth. Truth gets to the heart of all matters. Truth expresses itself in clarity. And in love. Truth is the reality of this age, of ages before and ages that will come after. We spoke about cybernetics in the near future. Cybernetics are not programmed to lie. They can't lie. They can only speak truth, if you think about it. If they have a program to set up a lie, what is that program? What is that program called? You know what that program is. It's called what you refer to as malware. What is malware? A virus. What was COVID? A virus. What is COVID? Malware. And how did that infect your life for the last 2 or 3 years? It infected. That's what a virus does. It's time to step away from the virus. Speak yourself in truth. We have a caller. Let's see who we have. Hi, caller. Please say your name and how can we help you?
Hi, this is Jessica. I don't know if I really have a question. I just was excited to see you on because I caught your broadcast the other day, which I found interesting. You had mentioned, well, you were channeling, but you had mentioned that basically humans are going extinct. And that is interesting to me because then that sort of means in a way that the beings have succeeded in their plans. So maybe you could talk about that, actually.
Yes, we can have a few minutes. We can. Okay, this will not be taking place like today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think the data timeline channel said, because now we're back to me. I'm with channel. We're kind of in, I'm in and out right now. Was about for 2200. Yes,
yeah.
The cybernetic, yes. It's a plan. It's a plan to take over Earth. It's a plan to control. It's about a control plan. But you do know that humans will never really fully be extinct. There will always be humans, but not in the way that we humans are now. It will totally be different. And for human births to take effect, it will be lab-grown. There's been I don't know if you've kept up with the reports, but there's been a lot of issues that COVID and the COVID vaccine brought on. It brought on fertility issues, miscarriages. This whole COVID plan is actually the beginning of the plan to disrupt human life on Earth.
Right, but there, can I interject?
Yes.
So there's a portion, a big portion of the population that have not participated in that and saw the lie for what it was. But it kind of made me think on how it comes to my mind a lot, too, because I channel as well, of that, we're all going to be sort of we're all altered anyway. We're already all altered anyway, but, like, it's just that for those who haven't participated, are not going to participate in the lab-grown humans either. You know what I'm saying? We're leaving that society.
Correct. And you do realize there is another Earth.
Right. Well, I think we're already here. I think there's already a divider. I try
Correct.
Not to speak to other beings.
Correct. There is a different the humans will be going there. It's a different dimension, and they will be traveling into that dimension. Like I say, there will be humans, but it will be in a different way. It will be in a different they'll be in a different portal. They'll be held safe in that dimension.
So then wouldn't
Earth,
we be able to produce
Earth,
well, wouldn't we be able to produce this pure race and to build out this new Earth, which is what I'm calling it, this, you know, regardless of what happens in this dimension?
Absolutely. And even people who have the COVID injection will still be able to produce. There may be fertility issues. We have 60 seconds left, ma'am, just so you know.
Okay.
But if you want, you caught things
you said were very, it's stuff I think about and teach about. So I was like, it really kind of rung some bells. Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting ready to go. But if you want to take this up next week, I'll extend our time to 30 minutes because I'd like to talk this with you.
Yes. What time is this that you're normally on?
10 in the morning,
I guess
mountain time.
Okay. Right. Okay. I will speak to you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica, and thank you, listeners. We are almost out of time. Wow, this is an interesting discussion, don't you think? I'm going to like this next week. All right, Blog Talk listeners. Until next week.